today we're going to be looking at two different passages of Scripture. One is in the book of Mark, and the other one is in Exodus. And there's a similar theme as we look at Lent, the beginning of Lent, and this idea of worship in the wilderness. And there is one where Jesus is water baptized, and then the next thing that happens in his life is he's led by the Holy Spirit to this place in the wilderness, this place of preparation for ministry. And the other passage we're looking at is in Exodus, where the people of God are led out of their place of slavery and bondage in Egypt, and they pass through the Red Sea. Again, it's symbolic of kind of passing through the waters into this new place of freedom. And they enter another wilderness as well before they get to the Promised Land. But we're going to start with the passage from Mark. So if you've got a Bible or your phone, please open up to Mark chapter 1. And it says these words: Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and he was water baptized by John in the Jordan River. And just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being ripped open, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my Son, whom I love, and with you I am well pleased." And so I'd just like to pause here and acknowledge that we've got some water baptisms happening today. And in a similar sense, there are some echoes of these words that the Lord would be speaking to you, Lorna, and to you, Anita. There's Anita. Cool. The sense of when you come up out of the water, and this the symbolic of the new life in Jesus Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit descending upon you. The words of our loving Father in heaven that would want to affirm you: you are my child, I love you, and I'm well pleased with you. This is a powerful picture in the ministry of Jesus. The surprising thing that happens next, though, is that for Jesus, instead of going straight out and doing his ministry and seeing the miracles that we know that would happen later on, there is this time in the wilderness, 40 days, but this is a time of preparation, a time of rediscovering God the Father's blessing and provision and sustenance. And then after this, John was put into prison and Jesus went into the Galilee proclaiming the good news of God, saying, "The time has come," he said, "the kingdom of God has come near. Repent, turn to God and believe the good news." So why are we talking about this? Why are we talking about wilderness? Well, it seems that for all of us, there are some times that feel like a desert. There are times when we feel like we are wandering in the wilderness. There are times when things do not all go well in the way that we would like. There might even be times of struggle. There might be times of solitude. There might even be times of feeling emptiness. There might be times even just in this particular season with COVID and isolation and family contacts and settings that people are in. We know of church family, we are praying for you at this time, those of you who are experiencing COVID and family lockdowns at this time. We are praying for you. And so there is times, and you might be in one of these moments right now, that feels like a little bit of a wilderness. And we wonder, where is God in the middle of these things? And so we're looking at this series, Worship in the Wilderness, that this place of even isolation, this place of wilderness, this place of distance, may actually become a life-giving place where we discover God in a deeper way. In the Christian calendar, today is the first Sunday of Lent, 40 days leading up to Easter. And during this time, we often reflect about our relationship with God. We think about our journey with Jesus. During these 40 days, we think about Jesus and his preparation for ministry that happened in the wilderness over those 40 days. And this echoes the story of the 40 years in the wilderness that God's people experienced after they left Egypt. But for Jesus and the people of God and for us, wilderness can be an important time of preparation, a time of relying on God and drawing closer to him. The wilderness can become a place of worship. So the first point I'd like to make in this particular series is that wilderness is not a sign of God's absence. Just because we are experiencing a place of challenge or difficulty, it doesn't mean that God is not there. In fact, it can even be the opposite. This can be a time where we lean in closer, where we discover that God has always been there. What's happening is in these places, we are learning to return to God in our hearts. We naturally want to be in control. We naturally want things to go our way. We naturally want to be self-reliant. But in the wilderness, God is teaching us to receive from Him, teaching us that we can't do it all in our own strength, teaching us that we need God. A friend of mine, a pastor called Tony Verzi, he led some Holy Spirit sessions where I was at, and offered three different stances of prayer using our hands. And if you'd like to join me, you're welcome to. And you joining in at home as well, see if you can do them. The first is like this. The second is like this. The third is like this. Now, the first one, hands facing this way, is a prayer stance. It's one when our hands are open and they're facing downwards, where we are no longer holding on. We're letting go of some things. I wonder if there's some things in your life that God is inviting you to let go of. It might be a season, as many people do during Lent, of fasting a particular thing, where we have relied on a particular thing, and that this season we're saying, hey, we're going to let go of that thing. It might be a time of letting go of control of those areas that we haven't surrendered to God, of wanting to be in control ourselves. It might be a time where there's actually sin or habits that are damaging in our lives that we are asking God's help to be free from those things. We're going to pause in this moment and simply pray with our hands facing down. Lord, we come to you afresh today. Lord, we open our hands and release those things to you. Those things that we have been unable to carry, those things that we've been holding on too tightly to, those areas of damage in our life, Lord, we need your help. And God, we release them to you. Lord, I pray that you would show us as well in this season, what are the things that you are asking us to let go of? And I pray that we would be open to all that you want to do in our lives. Amen. We're going to talk through those other hand postures soon. But the second point is, in this wilderness time, we are led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. And during this wilderness time, can you recall the story of Exodus, where as God's people came out of Egypt and they went through the Red Sea, and there was this pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night that led them. And this was symbolic of the presence of the Holy Spirit, God's own presence there on earth that was leading them through that time. So even though they were in the wilderness, there was a period where God's presence was more tangible physically than it ever had been before. And we notice in these verses that we read from Mark, in verse 12, it says, at once the Holy Spirit led Jesus out into the wilderness, and he was there for 40 days. And so it was actually the Holy Spirit that was leading Jesus into the wilderness. Jesus wasn't lost. He didn't lose his direction. He was there with purpose, and God had led him. It wasn't an accident. It was part of the preparation. And I want to know, is God preparing you for something at this time? Is there something that Jesus would be wanting to prepare you for? And there is this time that could be seen as a time of preparation, where the Holy Spirit wants to lead you afresh today in his ways, in whatever ways are going to be best for you and for his kingdom. And so that leads me to this next stance, this prayerful stance, if you'd like to join me, with hands raised like this, open to receive, to receive whatever it is that God is wanting to place into your hands right now. Maybe this is a season like where we have wanted to be in control and we've been fighting to provide for ourselves, and yet these children in the wilderness received this manna from heaven, symbolic and literal, God's daily provision for them. What is it that we need to be asking for God's provision rather than walking in self-reliance? Or maybe during this time of Lent, this open-handedness, maybe to pick up something new. Maybe there's a new spiritual practice that God is leading us into where we can grow closer in our walk with God. One of the things that I'm wanting to be more intentional about over the next 40 days is the stance of gratitude, of simply speaking out and writing down the things that I'm grateful for. And this simple practice of gratitude, acknowledging God's provision, acknowledging what God is doing in my life. And this third stance, if anyone would like to join me, is like this. Now these hands are pointing, they're moving somewhere, there's direction to them, there's action. And it seems to me that as God is preparing us for action, not just to be kind of having a relationship with God, but God calls us to do something. And God equips us to do those things as well. I wonder if there is something that God is inviting you, leading you towards. Maybe there is a change of direction that he is moving you towards in this season. Maybe there is something outward that God is calling you to do. Maybe it's time to go out and speak God's word in different settings. Maybe it's time to go out and give generously to people in need that you know. Maybe it's time to serve a family that you know that is in lockdown with COVID, to just simply pick up some groceries for them or to offer to do something practical for them that they're unable to do. Our hands are not just open for ourselves. Our hands are open to receive the things that God wants us to take into the settings where he wants to demonstrate his love and his life in the community. My third point and final point today is that the wilderness is a place of worship and transformation. So as well as the wilderness is not a sign that God is absent, no, God can be even more present. The wilderness is somewhere that we are led to by his Spirit, and God's Spirit continues to lead us in that place. But thirdly, the wilderness is a place of worship and transformation. God wants to change us. God wants to set us free. We often go into the wilderness carrying all of the baggage of our past, our attitudes, our fears, our insecurity. We bring our pain and our brokenness. And God wants to lead us, and God wants to set us free, that we might come out of this place new and whole and walking in closer relationship with our Creator. Often it is our hearts that need to change. Our hearts have held on to certain ways of thinking and doing things. Our hearts have treasured and even idolized what the world has to offer. Our hearts have wanted to be the boss of our own lives. And so this wilderness journey is a pathway of freedom and a pathway of worship, returning in our hearts towards God, repenting and turning away from harmful habits and addictions, rediscovering a deep freedom and relationship with God, relearning how to be led by his Holy Spirit. In Exodus, God asks Moses to go and speak to Pharaoh, and he says these words, "Let my people go." Why? So that they could stop being slaves? Yes, that's part of it. So that they could go into a new promised land? Yet that's part of it. But the thing that God posed was this: let my people go so that they may worship me. So the call out of slavery was a call into worship and a relationship with God. In the book of Mark, the enemy, Satan, is trying to tempt Jesus. He's offering food, he's offering power, he's offering exciting opportunities. But Jesus chose to refuse, knowing that these things were not just actions, they were an issue of worship. and he would not bow down to anyone else. He would not give his heart to anything. He would only worship the Lord God. And in your life and in my life, we all have the potential to be worshiping something. Our actions show what we are worshiping. Now, it could even be something good, like our job and our work or even our ministry, that we hold on so tightly to the point that we treasure it. We feel insecure if we were unable to do that thing anymore. If we had to let go, we would feel devastated. If we lost our job or didn't get the job that we would really love, we would feel destroyed. And at some point, this good thing has become something that has possessed our hearts, that we've possibly even idolized. If we've got to the point where we feel like we are less than a person without that thing, without that job title, without that particular role, then there is something wrong. There's a heart attitude of worship that needs to change. And we need to shift our heart and our reliance away from my ability to achieve and to do, and somehow place that into the hands of God, our Creator, who wants to be there for us. It might be our other securities that we have, our home, or our desire to have a home, that if we didn't get that home, then we would be destroyed and devastated. If we lost our home, we would be destroyed and devastated. And if that's the case, have we held on too tightly? We walk with a kingdom mindset where actually everything in this world is temporary. All of it will need to be laid down at some point. And so we need to walk with a willingness and an open-handedness that receives with gratitude all that God is doing in the season. But those things do not possess our hearts to the point where they become an object of our worship or an object of our idolatry. Maybe without even realizing it, some things or activities have stolen our hearts, stolen our focus and attention away from God. And yet in the place of wilderness, sometimes there is a stripping away, sometimes back to a place of simplicity where God is saying to us, am I enough for you? Am I enough? If we didn't have all of those other things, would we feel complete if we only had God? This is the call in the wilderness to return to God with all of our hearts and rediscover that he is our source, he is our strength. So I invite you one last time into this stance, and I'd love to pray. The stance of releasing, the stance of receiving, the stance of going and doing. And I'd love to pray through these things, but then after that we're going to move into a time of worship and also communion. But let's first pray. Lord God, would you help us to release things that need to be released? Lord, attitudes, idolatry, sinful and harmful behaviors, things that have been good but we have idolized those things, Lord, we release them. Lord, we need your help. Set us free. And Lord, in this season, we lift our hands towards you in openness to receive. Thank you that you are our provider. Lord, we receive today afresh the gift of your Holy Spirit, who wants to lead us in this season, even the seasons of challenge and difficulty. Lord, we receive your Holy Spirit. Lord, you want us to receive the gift of grace through Jesus Christ, to receive your love that is expressed through the communion that we're about to take, your life, your death, your resurrection, the cup and the bread placed into our hands to symbolize your forgiveness and cleansing. And Lord, if there are things that you want us to pick up in this season, new spiritual practices that will help us deepen our faith and our walk with you. Would you help us with those things? And finally, with hands pointing outwards, Lord, would you lead us into action? Lord, that we may not just be people that are inward focused, but Lord, would you stretch us to go and to do and to proclaim, Lord, to make a difference in the community around us, to demonstrate your love in our family relationships and our neighborhood relationships. Lord, may your life-giving presence and your love be demonstrated through us this week. Would you show us what you're calling us to do, where you're calling us to go, what you're asking us to say, and may we be receptive to all that you want to do in our lives. Amen. Amen. So just as we hand back to the worship team part of this response of worshiping in the wilderness, is we're also going to be taking communion. And for those here in the room, there's a basket going around right now, and there's a little cups, and if you open the first layer, there's a wafer symbolizing the bread, the body of Christ that was given for us. And then there is the cup, the juice, symbolic of the blood of Jesus that was shed for our sins and our forgiveness. Receive this gift of God's grace to you today. And if for you, and you're watching online or watching later on, this may be a time of returning to Christ. This might be a time of receiving for the very first time. And I just want you to know that we are praying for you. If you are one of those people that are returning to God, or discovering for the first time, we would love to connect with you. So if you would like further contact with the church, there's an email address somewhere on that page there, and we'll be able to follow up and connect with you and pray with you.